The city ordinance governing Uber and Lyft is set to go into effect on Sunday. But on next Thursday, the city council will take up the ordinance under the request of Mayor Taylor.
What I'm recommending to the council is that on the 5th that we talk about making some potential revisions. So that means, that's just a couple of days lag time.
Taylor isn't suggesting the city get rid of the ordinance. She wants police to use discretion in enforcing it for a few days.
We wouldn't be out there in full effect on March 1st if we're going to be discussing it on the 5th.
In a letter issued Tuesday, Taylor said that she would like to ease the regulatory burden of the existing ordinance. That includes a $200,000 insurance policy that's in addition to the coverage already provided by Uber.
Because right now, what we're requiring, there really isn't a product on the market that, can provide that to the drivers. And so we would like to see if the legislature is going to take up this issue or if the insurance providers will be able to roll out something in Texas in a timely fashion.
In an emailed statement from Uber, the company says, quote, "We are pleased to hear the mayor recognizes the current ride-sharing ordinance is unworkable, but Uber says it's still concerned about other requirements for their drivers." Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.